Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are focusing on a statement that seems almost mundane on the surface, but which really unlocks a massive foundational shift in how our economy processes information about our most valuable asset, property. So our mission today is to analyze this seismic transformation of public data access. We're zeroing in on property records, which were once just, you know, buried in bureaucracy.
Totally buried.
And now they become instantly accessible.
Uh-huh.
We want to understand not just the mechanics of this, but what it means for you, the learner. Our entire deep dive today pivots on this one core claim we found in the sources, and it's this: digital platforms, simplified access to property records.
And that statement, it encapsulates a change that is, well, it's nothing short of revolutionary. To really get the weight of that word simplification, you have to understand the before picture.
Okay, so let's set that context. If you wanted to do, say, comprehensive due diligence on a property maybe two decades ago, what did that even look like? I'm guessing it wasn't a quick search online.
Oh, far from it. It was archaic, it was frustrating, and it is incredibly resource intensive.
So what did you do?
Well, if you were interested in a property deed or a lien history, you had to physically travel to the county or municipal office where that specific record was held. You were dealing with strict, limited office hours. You were navigating all these complex local rules. And I mean, you were often relying entirely on the availability of one specific county clerk. The records themselves were often in these giant paper ledgers, maybe bound in dusty books, or if you were lucky, captured on microfiche.
Right.
And if that one document was misfiled, if the ink had faded, or if the clerk was just having a bad day, you were completely out of luck until your next visit.
So a process that could chew up days.
Days, sometimes weeks. Just to confirm the most basic facts, that cumbersome system was, well, it was a functional gatekeeper to public information.
So the inefficiency wasn't just annoying. It was a fundamental barrier to doing business quickly and accurately. The source states, digital platforms, simplified access. When we use that phrase, digital platforms, are we talking about the government finally launching better websites, or is this more of a market-driven thing?
It's a powerful combination of both, really, but the real momentum came from third-party disruption.
Yeah.
So while many government entities, the counties, did digitize their records, that raw data often remains, you know, siloed and kind of messy.
Right. It's just the scan of a document.
Exactly. The power of the digital platforms we're talking about rests with these specialized aggregators. They are the essential middlemen who ingest all that raw local government data and transform it into a standardized, streamlined, and globally searchable utility.
Can you make that a little more tangible for us? What specific services are these platforms consolidating? It's more than just the deed itself, right?
Oh, certainly. They take the foundational ownership records, of course, but then they layer on critical context. They integrate tax assessment information, current lien details, historical sales data, and often even local permitting and zoning history.
And before, you'd have to visit, what, four different county departments to get that picture?
At least four, yeah. These platforms provide it on a single screen.
And here's where the aha moment really comes in for you, the learner. The primary benefit is the sheer, just astonishing gain in efficiency. We are moving from a multi-day or multi-week manual research project to a process that yields searchable results in, what, seconds?
In seconds. That time compression is the absolute core of the simplification. It doesn't just speed up research. It removes the need for highly specialized geographic or procedural knowledge just to find the documents. It, you know, it democratizes the ability to perform high-level due diligence.
Okay, so let's really unpack the mechanics of how they did this. This is segment one.
Right.
What were the specific structural pain points these platforms just dissolved?
Based on the outcome, yeah, we can identify three fundamental pillars of simplification that these platforms build, effectively reversing all those historical challenges. The first pillar is what I call geographic independence, or, you know, accessibility. The historical problem was the tyranny of location. Property records are inherently local, managed at the county level. So if you were researching an investment portfolio spanning five different counties,
which is not uncommon,
not at all, you were forced to navigate five distinct, often totally incompatible bureaucratic systems. Digital platforms centralized all of this. They allow a single user to pull records from dozens, even hundreds of different jurisdictions through one unified interface.
That centralization is just, it's phenomenal. But let me introduce a challenge here. If property law is so local and these platforms are kind of masking that complexity behind a smooth interface, are we risking creating a generation of researchers who get steed, but at the expense of understanding the granular local legal realities? Are we trading deep knowledge for instant search results?
That is a critical question, and the answer is that the platforms don't eliminate the need for legal experts, but they dramatically shift the starting point.
That's all.
They free up those experts and researchers to focus on interpreting the documents rather than the tedious and costly act of just finding them.
So you're not paying a lawyer to drive to the courthouse anymore.
Exactly. You're paying them to analyze the documents the platform pulled for them instantly.
That's a powerful distinction. Okay, so what's the second pillar?
The second pillar is data retrieval speed and efficiency. This really speaks to the massive logistical achievement of migrating billions of pages of historical data paper, microfiche, old computer systems into structured, searchable digital databases.
So it's not just a scan.
No. The speed game isn't just the computer being fast, it's that the data has been rigorously indexed and cataloged. This allows for immediate retrieval of specific document types. The latest deed, the full chain of title, a specific lien release, instead of relying on a human to manually go pull a physical file.
So it fundamentally changes the structure of the data itself. It's moving it from analog storage to a modern relational format.
Exactly. And that leads directly into the third pillar, standardization of search. This is maybe the most sophisticated achievement of all.
Because every county is different.
Every county in America operates differently. They might use different terminology, different forms, different indexing methods. A document that's crucial in one county might have a totally different name in the county right next door.
So how do the platforms deal with that chaos?
Well, they use sophisticated technology, often machine learning or advanced data mapping, to create a common search language that sits on top of all these different systems.
So it translates for you.
It translates. Instead of you needing to know that County A uses ownership transfer certificate while County B uses warranty deed, the platform's algorithms map those different local jargons back to a unified concept, like latest property transfer. This standardization means a researcher in San Francisco can search property records in rural Nebraska using the same simple, intuitive keywords. It just dramatically lowers the cognitive load.
That makes the whole process so tangible for our listeners. I mean, the old way was like going to a huge library and having to manually flip through every single physical card in the card catalog.
Right, and hoping the handwriting was legible.
And that the system wasn't secretly changed last Tuesday.
And that you brought your magnifying glass for the microfiche section.
Yeah, exactly. But now, thanks to these digital platforms, it's like we're using a modern online search engine. We just type in what we need. And the system instantly pulls comprehensive results from this infinitely larger pool of data.
And the true so what here, the real takeaway is that this massive efficiency gain democratizes information access. It essentially takes the high-speed research tools that were previously reserved for, say, legal specialists or massive financial institutions.
And it puts them in our hands.
It places those same tools into the hands of an individual learner. It significantly empowers anyone who's tasked with conducting due diligence or making an investment decision. This speed just accelerates everything.
So now that we've established how the platforms did this, let's widen the lens a bit for segment two. I want to move beyond just the individual transaction and look at the systemic, broader implications of this change.
Right. When we connect the local simplification of records to the bigger economic picture, we see a fundamental shift in the utility of the records themselves.
What do you mean by that? How does easy access change the use of the record?
Well, when information is difficult, costly, or time-consuming to access, it has very limited practical use outside of a mandated legal necessity, like a property closing.
You only look at it when you absolutely have to.
You only interact with it when forced. But when access becomes simple, efficient, and cheap, that same information becomes a powerful dynamic tool for economic activity, for financial modeling. This enables faster valuation models. It allows lenders to create more sophisticated financial products. It just generally lubricates the massive machinery of the real estate and mortgage markets.
Yeah.
The information shifts from being a static archive to a dynamic, real-time research input.
So the simplification itself creates real, measurable economic value just by reducing friction and making data digestible.
Absolutely. And one of the most vital implications of this is the inherent promotion of greater transparency.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Property records are legally public, but historically, the difficulty of access often meant they were opaque in practice. They were only truly available to those with the resources to go get them.
So if only a select few professionals could afford the time and money to retrieve them, then the public information wasn't really public.
It was functionally private. By making ownership records, lien histories, and transfer details instantly accessible to anyone with an internet connection, the ability to confirm and track these documents is, well, it's dramatically increased. And this transparency promotes a cleaner system.
How so?
Consider the issue of deed theft or title washing fraudsters thrive in environments where manual processes create weeks of delay.
Okay, can we detail that? How quickly does instant digital access expose something like title fraud?
It acts as an immediate check. Before, a fraudster might have had weeks to operate while a manual title search was crawling along.
Right.
Now, any interested party, the homeowner, a prospective buyer, a lender, can instantly cross-reference ownership history and catch inconsistencies in near real time. If a fraudulent lien is filed, for example, digital tracking services can alert the owner immediately instead of them finding out a year later.
And that ability to instantly verify details must save the entire system millions.
Millions in litigation costs and insurance claims, yeah.
And for our listener, the learner, who might be working in real estate or finance or urban planning, this shift is critical, isn't it?
It drastically lowers the barrier to entry for serious large-scale research. Previously, only institutions with massive budgets could conduct, say, long-term studies of property values across multiple counties.
You'd need a whole team for that.
A whole team and a travel budget. With simplified digital access, a single researcher can now perform that same type of massive, multi-jurisdictional due diligence. If you're an urban planner, for instance, this lets you track zoning variance applications across five adjacent municipalities instantly. It gives you a cohesive view that was just unattainable when the records were locked away in different county offices. It democratizes the opportunity for sophisticated research itself.
That is a phenomenal synthesis of the impact. I mean, we started with the simple statement that digital platforms simplified property records access.
And we can conclude that this transformation has turned a previously cumbersome bureaucratic chore into an efficient, accessible utility that fuels transparency and economic acceleration. The primary mechanical problem of access has, for the most part, been solved.
So what does this all mean for what comes next? I mean, if the challenge of access is solved, what new, maybe even bigger challenge arises from all this newly available data?
Well, what's fascinating here is that simplifying access has created an entirely new massive hurdle. We now have this overwhelming quantity of easily available digital data flowing from thousands of sources.
Right, the fire hose is on.
The fire hose is on full blast. The next challenge lies in making that data cohesive and trustworthy. Even though it's digitized, it might still exist as a chaotic mix of formats, raw text, scanned images of old documents, inconsistent metadata.
So the quality is still an issue.
A huge issue. Now that access has been democratized, the next bigger challenge and the major opportunity for innovation is figuring out how to best analyze, standardize the data quality, and verify the accuracy of these vast, newly accessible information streams. The focus shifts from getting the data to trusting the data.
That's a powerful thought to leave with. The information fire hose has been turned on, but now the industry has to figure out how to drink from it responsibly. We encourage you to consider the implications of rapid data access, not just in property, but in every other area of your professional life where information was previously siloed. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.